He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. It's Tuesday, February 3rd, a couple days after the Super Bowl, but people are still buzzing about the game. In fact, I went on The Experience with Adam Clanton to talk about the week leading up to the Super Bowl and about what happened in the actual game. Joining us to talk about some of the controversial calls and some of the big plays was the NFL Network's Scott Hansen. But before we get to that, Texans fans, do not forget, HoustonTexans.com will be following Owen Daniels, Mario Williams, and Andre Johnson as they enjoy a week in Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. This year's Super Bowl could have been one of the most exciting Super Bowls yet. Came down to last-second heroics from Big Ben Roethlisberger, but there were many controversial calls, including quarterback Kurt Warner's last pass, which was called a fumble, but many thought was an incomplete. Shedding light on that play was the NFL Network's Scott Hansen. He joined Adam Clayton and I to talk about that play and the entire post-game experience. Here's that segment from the Adam Clayton Experience.
A hot topic after the game, and one of the big topics, out of several after this Super Bowl, which was a great game. And as we talk about that, we bring in Scott Hansen of the NFL Network on with myself and Brooke Bentley. Obviously, Brooke and you hung out there in Tampa. What about that last play, Scott? Did you hear anything about that? And how are you doing this morning, by the way?
I'm doing real well, Adam. Good morning, Brooke. Good morning, Adam. And still trying to take this all in to see if we really did just witness the greatest Super Bowl of all time. You know, like all things, there's always, you can always benefit from a cooling off period before you really make a determination of what we saw. But it is exciting to think that the most recent one, the one that's freshest in our memories, the one that we all just experienced together, whether we were at the game personally or watching on TV, was something that brought everyone together as sports fans just to say, wow, what an amazing competitive performance and a dramatic finish. Right when I joined you guys, I believe you were talking about the Lamar Woodley strip sack of Kurt Warner. Is that what we were talking about?
Right, exactly.
And not replaying that? Yeah, I was just discussing that with someone yesterday, and I really think, now, of course, the NFL has come out and said they did review it in the booth. Now, when we say review it upstairs, you guys have probably already gone over this with your audience, but what that means is the replay official upstairs took a look at it to see if it met the burden of proof he has to reach to buzz down to the on-field official. Now, as I look at that play, I cannot imagine that wouldn't have reached the burden of proof, which shouldn't be that high. If it's even remotely close, you should make the official on the field go under the hood
right. And
take a look at it. And that person upstairs, who I don't believe that the identity is known to that person who was working the Super Bowl, but it's an NFL official, didn't feel that it met that burden of proof, and so didn't buzz downstairs. It wouldn't sit well with me if I was a Cardinals fan or a Cardinals player after watching that replay. I'm not so sure it would have been overturned had it been looked at, but it certainly seemed to be a play that should have been looked at.
Scott, how much time was left when that play happened? I'm drawing a blank on the time that was on the clock.
Yeah, that's a great point. We were down there on the sidelines, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm calculating it. When they got the ball right to midfield, I believe it was maybe spotted at the 48 or something like that, there were 15 seconds left at the start of that play. So the Cardinals had a choice to make in terms of their play calling. Do you try and take two shots at the end zone at that point,
right,
which if you really had a long, if Warner would have scrambled around for a long time and then launched one, it's possible you would only have gotten one off on 15 seconds, but almost certainly you could have thrown it into the end zone twice. The other choice, of course, would have been to say, hey, let's run another 10, 15 yard out and make it an easier throw into the end zone. But hey, Kurt Warner's a professional quarterback. He would have no problem launching the ball 48 yards, getting it into the end zone. And you can't imagine that Larry Fitzgerald wouldn't have had at least like a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, that's the
same. Right. I mean, he had a 64-yard touchdown catch earlier that quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the best jump ball player in the NFL right now. So when the strip sack occurred, there was still a few ticks left on the clock after Brett Kiesel recovered it, and the Steelers had to just kneel on the ball. So had they overturned it, they certainly would have had time for another play. So we would have been looking at, you know, if he would have gotten the ball off, we would have been looking at two plays into the end zone, two jump balls, and that could have even created even a more dramatic finish, whether Fitzgerald or whoever could have come down with it or not. But that's the way it went, and the Cardinals don't seem to be really complaining about it that loud. Maybe when they look at it and think about it a little bit longer, they'll realize, you know, we may have gotten one tough against us.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Football.